Now, I do think Blake Snell is in play here to some extent because that's what the Rays do, just not because they need to push the contract. And other clubs are not going to have an issue with Snell's deal either. Therefore, they're not going to have to give up return value just to unload the contract. They're not trading a bad contract here. Doing so is just a bonus for them. It's very, very similar to the Chris Archer situation. And we could see this coming. We've been talking about this the whole time the podcast has existed. Yeah, people bring up Blake Snell because he's from here. He loves UW. He loves Seattle. He's a good pitcher. Totally understand it. But just like the Chris Archer situation, they didn't have to trade Chris Archer at that time. It just made sense for them to do it because of what they were getting in return. So if you want Blake Snell, you're going to have to give the Rays something that they don't otherwise already have. Don't think about the financial flexibility it gives the Rays. Think about what you're giving the Rays in players. That's the only thing that matters here. Tampa's also not going to trade a player to make room for another. So trading Adames to make room for Wander Franco, not necessary. The Rays should be looking for ways to keep Adames and Franco on the field at the same time. Maybe if Franco is your shortstop, maybe Adames moves to second base or third base. And it looks like he has the pop to play at that corner. And since Adames isn't even into arbitration yet, he's far from a payroll burden. He's exactly what the Rays need, exactly what the Rays use. Inexpensive players that allows them the flexibility to extend other young players like they did with Blake Snell a few years back. Now, if Franco pushes his way onto the roster in 2021, which we all expect, they could also move Adames, or they could use Franco at second base. It's not clear that Franco is better defensively than Adames. If we were playing a game, if I was the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays today and I was playing a game tomorrow and my middle infield had to be Willie Adames and Wander Franco, I'm putting Willie Adames at shortstop and Wander Franco at second. That's what I would do. But you also have the option to slide Adames to his right and play him at third, play Franco at short, and leave your second base situation as is. But right now, any trades that come to me with Haniger in them, I'm just going to shoot them down. I've gotten three in the last 48 hours. I'm just going to shoot them down. There is no way to properly value him beyond a throw-in, which means Seattle shouldn't be trading him. And clubs shouldn't be giving up much to get him, which means, again, Seattle shouldn't be trading him. There's no point in Seattle just shoving him out the door. Now, again, if Tampa came to Seattle with this deal, Seattle's pulling the trigger. You're pulling the trigger. It's too good to give. It's too good to pass. You love Marco Gonzalez and what he brings to the table beyond the performance on the field, but you would get Blake Snell and you would get Willie Adames for 4 years? Yeah. But another thing, and we're going to talk about Snell next week, but honestly, Snell is overrated. He's one of the more overrated players in Major League Baseball. He's good. And the Mariners should want him, and other teams should want him. But he's not exactly what people think he is. And again, we're going to talk about Snell more next week. He's on the menu. And I'll tell you exactly why I feel that way about Snell. And why teams should still want him, including your Seattle Mariners.